This is the Hagman and Hagman Report. I want to welcome each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We're going to continue with the listener message or listener questions, and we're going to give information out. I'll tell you what, we're just going to be flat out, just let it all hang out. Answer as much as we can without putting ourselves in jeopardy, shall we say. The environment, the landscape has changed. There's jeopardy, believe me, jeopardy indeed. It's interesting. Things have changed so much over the last 6 months, and we've turned a corner. But folks, before we get to your questions, let me ask you something. Do you like fictionalized eschatology stories? T.C. Joseph's This Generation series of novels. I'll tell you. ThisGenerationSeries.com. ThisGenerationSeries.com. These books really got my attention. This series of books got my attention. There's three books, the third one coming out here shortly. The first two I read, I loved. This is a thrilling series of novels. T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families in a world where conspiracy theories and Bible prophecies collide. His novels move through recent history, to the events that are just on our horizon. Reading these books is like reading, it's like going to he writes so well. It's like going to a movie and watching what's happening today, fictionalized, but not so much. His witty style and fascinating characters provide just a great read. Not only will you love these books, and I can promise you that, they can be a great tool, and I've used them as such once, very effectively, to awaken friends and family members to perilous times we face. Kirkus Reviews, that's a place that does reviews, they state that readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced, I'm quoting here. Blue Ink Reviews calls this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Folks, get your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series on Amazon.com today. Book 1 is Precipice. Book 2 is Pentecost. Book 3 is coming out soon. And go to ThisGenerationSeries.com for more information. Glad to have them. Glad to have him as an author. Glad to be able to talk about his books. ThisGenerationSeries.com. Next question comes from, Chris M. What happened to W? He always has been an interesting and informative guest. Very quickly, and Joe, if you want to add in on this, W, it was our intelligence insider. He is doing things that are, well, he chose to do a different, go to a different direction. There's no problem between W and us, none whatsoever. He's just busy doing things that don't include our show or other shows at the moment. And he's appeared infrequently in other shows. But he's busy right now on other matters. And I, frankly, can't disclose what those are because I don't have his permission. So that's what happened to W. He's still around. He's a good guy. He's still around, but he's pursuing other projects.
Yeah, we met him. I liked him, and a very smart guy.
Yeah, very
just
much.
Haven't talked to him in a while.
No, and he told us too. about a year ago, year and a half ago, he said, "Look, I'm going to have to cut loose and do some things that he had a couple of projects going at the time, and he's going full bore on those." There's really no mystery behind that. That's simple as that. Now, Anna writes this. I was wondering your take on Jim Baker. Folks, you know Jim Baker.
The
Jim Baker Show, right. Steve Quayle, Pastor Langford, appeared on Jim Baker Show. Gary Haven did.
Yeah. Jim Baker does an interesting job. You know, he has a shady past that ended up in jail. And, you know, they had... I don't know the whole extent of the history, but what I do know is they abused their positions and took money that they shouldn't have. And personally, I've been in trouble with the law before. I've been to jail. And, you know, if that didn't happen whenever it did 10 years ago, 11, 12 years ago, I wouldn't be where I am today. And sometimes you have to go through a lot of the bad things in your life to be brought back around to a good place in your life. And I can't speak to his heart or his motivations today, but from the body of work that I see from his show, he is trying to warn people. He is trying to inform people that, you know, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior and bring souls to him. And I don't know him. You know, I've never met him. I haven't talked to him. And just, I mean, from what I see him do, from the guests he's brought on, from Jonathan Kahn to Pastor Langford, you know, he's a good show host.
He's trying to do the right thing. And I can verify this, that when he went to jail, he was not treated very nicely. You can only imagine. I'm not going to get into it, but you can only imagine. He's a changed man. Now, again, I don't know what's in his heart right now, but I do know what I've been told by other people and what he has said. That's Jim Baker, what Jim Baker has said himself. Yeah, he screwed up. He admits it. But now he's trying to do the right thing. And you know something? I mean, how many of us out there have, as you said, Joe, I mean, we've all screwed up. Some of the best people I know screwed up really bad, whether it was through marriage or you know, mm-hmm. or whatever. But as Christians, are we not to forgive? And that's just me. I mean, I don't know. I know that a lot of times, that, you know, things like that leave a bad taste in people's mouths, as Anna does state. But hey, well. All right, Gene writes this. It's been a while, but could you post or send me the last message Brother Marcus wrote and Chance read on your show just after Marcus died? Folks, you know Brother Marcus from the Pine Ridge Warriors. Mm-hmm. He passed away from a heart attack this a couple of years ago, or a year and a half ago now, unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lesson right now for everyone, right? No one's promised. Do you have it? Okay. Well, Joe's checking. Joe's checking on that. If not, we'll get it out there. But yes, let's see if we got it here.
I don't have the letter.
Okay. Well, we don't.
You
have
know what
letter.
I do have here though is all the pictures that he sent us of all the missionary work. Oh, we don't have a camera going.
That's fine.
But all the pictures, and they all have explanations on the back of them of what he was doing, the work he was doing in the Lakota tribe, helping people get heat and propane. And Brother Marcus was a really close friend of mine, and that was a very sad passing. And his son Curtis is still around. I actually owe him a phone call. He tried to call me today, and I was unavailable, and I plan on doing that this weekend. But I know we have that archived, and we can find it. And we will do that.
Joe Smith writes this. Will you ever interview Paul Kersey of SBPDL? And if you don't know what SBPDL is stuff black people don't like. All right, that's a website.
I don't Paul Kersey. Get it. Stuff black people don't like.
Yeah, it's just a website. Stuff black people don't like. And the question is from Joe Smith, will you ever interview Paul Kersey from SBPDL? Yeah, maybe. Look, our guests, how we select our guests is relevance in both content. It has to do with relevance and a number of things through this metric of. But
it just sounds odd to me.
Because you don't know the website.
Exactly.
All right.
Sounds like you're getting us into trouble.
No. Don't worry about it. Where's the best place to buy a hamburger in the Erie area, right? Well,
not McDonald's.
No, of course not. Of course, that's a matter of personal taste. God bless you, Chris. I don't know. And does the studio double as your NBC bunker? Well, no.
NBC no. bunker?
Yeah, nuclear, biological, chemical bunker. Yeah.
We don't have a bunker.
This is from Chris from Reading, by the way. And congratulations, Jackie, he writes. Hope you do some graphics magic for the show. Okay, Leslie writes this. When they start censoring the net, will you guys still be able to broadcast important news to us?
When they stop the broadcasting over
yes,
the internet?
When they start censoring the internet, will you guys still be able to broadcast important news to us? And this is a good question that we've been working on behind the scenes that we can only answer somewhat.
We have some learning to do with new technologies and old technologies. And to be honest, if the internet went out for good right now, I don't know. But if in 1 month, that could be a completely different answer.
Well, I mean, you're being very cautious. But the bottom line here, we have, first of all, Global Star Radio Network. That's our satellite provider. All right, so we can be heard on Global Star Radio Network. We can enhance that, or we can, through their efforts, we can make arrangements there, expand our reach via Global Star Radio Network, because really they're good. With respect to YouTube and BTR, I don't think that the censorship is going to be severe quickly, but ultimately, yes, I do believe there will be. A couple of things. Shortwave, yes, we have right now the we're getting that ready. Shortwave. Shortwave goes all over the world, obviously, and we're also working on being able to communicate via handwritten or typewritten messages via mail. All right, so that's in the works, but if we disclose too much, then we give away our battle plan, and that's not good. So
I want to go back,
Leslie. Go ahead.
About the hamburger, because I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Grandma and Grandpa were alive. They used to take me to this place in the summertime. I'd go out Route 20.
Yeah, I know where it is. It's Turkey Drive.
Turkey Drive. Is that still there?
White Turkey. Yeah, White Turkey.
That's the place where you get the best burgers and root beer
floats.
Yeah,
it's actually Conneaut, Ohio.
It's 20 miles east of Erie.
West
of Erie.
Yeah, it's Conneaut, Ohio.
White Turkey Drive.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know why that just came to my mind, but sounds really good right now.
Sandra Hooper writes this. What are your thoughts on Trump versus Miss Universe, that scenario there? Personally, I think it would be refreshing to have a man in the White House that not only appreciates a beautiful woman, but also has enough testosterone to know the difference between the two and only two sexes.
Okay, I don't understand.
God bless you.
Yeah. This Miss Universe thing.
Yes.
What is this all about?
Well,
was there some sex tape with the Miss Universe that came out when she was engaged to somebody else she ended up sleeping with the producer of some show or the host of some show while she was engaged to somebody else? She's been paraded around as some reason to vote for Hillary Clinton,
right.
And now it's come out that she was cheating on her fiancé.
Well, there's more than that. I mean, you know, because Trump referred to her in a very unflattering way. Now, but the question, as I understand it from Sandra, is you know, Trump being a alpha male and appreciating women, it would be a good change of pace in the White House. And I agree with Sandra. But with respect to Miss Universe, although that's not the intent of her question, yeah, there are some issues there. And he was not flattering to this particular woman. And I don't have her name handy, but she is not who she
I think there's a lot more important issues to talk about in this presidential election.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so it was a question, though, so
yeah,
it was good.
Yeah.
And thank you, Sandra. Jazz. Guys, they are economically killing us here in Ontario with massive energy price increases, even though we produce a surplus of energy. Just join this group and read the comments and people's bills. And we know they signed on to the UN Global 2030 climate change.
Okay.
So, all right. So,
and I'll tell you what's happening.
Go
here.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
As far as the water is concerned, I live in the city of Erie, and every 3 months you pay a sewer water and trash bill. Now, what they've done is change that, where every 3 months you still pay a sewer and trash bill, but now every month you get a water bill. Now, every 3 months you used to pay about $150 for sewer, water, and trash. Now you're paying about $100 for sewer and trash every 3 months, but you're getting like a $200 to $300 water bill every month. And in some places in our areas, I know that they're upwards from $500 to $700 water bills, depending on the amount of water you use and where you live.
Well, now, this person's question, though, is not
about energy.
It's about energy. And up in Ontario, they have a surplus of energy. You know,
energy is always going to continue to be highly priced because they can get away with it. There is a monopoly on energy companies.
But Tesla, remember the Tesla
technology.
There is
free energy out there.
That's right.
They will never let you have it.
Of course not.
Unless it comes with the the selling of your soul with that free energy. If that makes sense.
Well, and the other thing, though, this gentleman is, or Jazz is right, or is correct, the UN Global 2030 agenda, he's absolutely correct. What they are attempting to do, I guess to expand, you can expand on the 2030. They tell us what they're going to do. They're going to limit our energy consumption taxes very heavily. You saw what happened with the pipeline, or what they attempted to do with the pipeline. You saw what they attempted to do with the oil prices. And we saw what happened with the energy prices back in 2008. And they ascribe blame to where it doesn't belong. But behind it all is this globalist agenda to subjugate us under this oppressive regime, throw us all into cities, pack us into cities where we don't have to drive, we won't be able to drive, we won't be able to own a car.
If we could get back to the model of self-sustaining communities without the use of certain types of energy, which is just look at the Amish people, look at how people lived for thousands of years before the inventions of electricity and, it's not as, what would you call it? As bad as people make it out to be, simpler lives do have their benefits, especially the community aspect of things. Before the invention of electricity and indoor plumbing and heating and air conditioning and all these utilities and vehicles, you had communities that took care and looked after each other. Now you have communities that kill and rob each other. Basically, you don't know your neighbors don't know you. People hate each other just because they don't know who each other are. Everybody's so caught up in their own selfish needs because everybody just wants to do what they want to do. Nobody wants to do anything for their families, let alone their neighbors. And because you have this lack of care and love for other people due to the increase of technology and ability for fulfilling selfish motivations, you're going to have this increase of hatred. And unless you come back to a community-based model where you work together to, provide food, protection, and everything else a community or family needs, you're never going to bring that back without people cutting ties with the selfish things in life that drive them to do what they do.
That's true. What Leslie writes this, I love this question. Leslie, thank you. Leslie Stark writes this. Here's one bugging me. Everyone keeps talking about bug-out bags. Where are we supposed to go?
Well, the whole purpose of a bug-out bag is to have survival preparations with you to be able to go wherever trouble is not.
That's right.
But now, there's a chance that trouble will be everywhere.
Yes, yes.
And you won't be able to go anywhere.
Yes.
But it's the chance of getting away. It's the being one step ahead of everybody else, being prepared, being able to help not only yourself but people around you. Because if you have people around you that you can help and take care of and feed, you're not going to have to worry about them robbing and killing you for your food. You can work together towards a common goal.
Well, the way I look at this too is, if you're at home, were you ever in a position where you couldn't find a screwdriver? Just as an example, I can't find a screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
Man, does that just bother you? You're ripping the house apart. You can't find a screwdriver. Look, the bunk out bag, as far as I'm concerned, the reason I have one, not because I intend to go anywhere, it has all of the important stuff in one place. And to me, it's not so much about going, where you're going to go. It's about getting back home. If I'm away from home, I'll have it in my vehicle. But if I'm at home and something happens, I'm looking at this as a short-term solution. All right, it's not about taking this and going to Venezuela or who'd want to go there or going to the Caribbean. No. This to me is a stopgap measure to give you everything that you need on a short-term basis, right there. Whether it be a book of matches, a lighter, your medication for a couple of days, or maybe 30 days, something to sustain you food-wise, any number of things, and you should have your bug-out bags tailored to your needs, because I don't think there's any one bag that's sufficient for everybody. So, for example, although there are certain staple items there, yeah. But the question is, where are you going to go? And she's absolutely right, because it's not meant for a long term. I'm going to leave here and blow out of here and go wherever. So that's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
Well, I got my bunker in Walmart, so
there you go.
I'm ready to go. Let's take at least one more question before the break.
All right. Karen. Karen Alexander says, look, can I have your call-in number? I keep missing it. Well, Karen, a couple of things real quick. The call-in number is on the top of our website at HagmanandHagman.com. The show information is on HagmanandHagman.com. At the top of our website, you'll see the call-in number, but if you've got a pen...
There's a call-in listen line, and then there's a call-in number to call in when we take calls. Now, we don't take calls too often, but when we do, we announce it and we give out the number. If you want the call-in number,
it is,
for
okay,
listening live.
Oh, I was going to give the talk live. Let me give you the talk live number, which is on the top of HagmanandHagman.com. It's 844-769-2944.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and that's good. But there is a listen number as well.
Yes, there is. And you can listen at 701. Hold on. I just had it. 701. Hold on. The drop down menu is acting up here.
All right.
On Hagman and Hagman, if you go under how to listen, it's 701-801-3625. That's 701-801-3625 to listen by your phone and not calling in to talk to the host, to call in to listen. 701-801-3625. That is the number.
Right. Now, there's another question here that I do want to address, but I'm not going to do it before the break. I do want to do it after the break, because I do have some comments about this. You know what? I'm going to read the question before the break, and then we will get to it afterwards, because I think this is so telling. Absolutely telling. And you know what? Somebody said to me, this does not deserve an answer, but I think it does. Here's the question from Bill English. When are you going to stop selling, I can't say that word on radio, and teach the Bible? I used to love your show. Now it's just an infomercial. Sell, sell, sell. You and your guests are always saying that the whole thing is coming down. EMP, World War, Martial Law, any day, UN troops, FEMA camp. But don't forget to send your money. Don't forget to send your money and buy a worthless book. Shame on you beggars and fear porn. Now, that wasn't enough. See, that wasn't enough. He had to come back again. And, by the way, and Mr. English, it's B-Y, not B-U-Y. And, by the way, You don't want anyone talking about the rapture in your chat room. That's our blessed hope. You don't want people talking about, oh, yeah, all your post-trib. Good luck with that. Keep selling money changers.
Selling money changers?
No, I think it was more of an accusation. I think I ran the...
Well, we'll address that question after the break, but the reason for the rapture talk in the chat room, so not having it,
that's
we don't want post-trib rapture talk or pre-trib rapture
talk. We don't want
mid-trib rapture talk. Any rapture talk, because it creates divisiveness.
There you go.
And our experience, people can't just agree to disagree on this issue, it creates...
But
arguments to the point of anger and, people leaving. We'd rather have, if you want to talk about the rapture, exchange information with each other and do it and go ahead. We wouldn't even mind having a show about it in a way that, we could respectfully discuss the different points of it. It's not that we're trying to shy away from the issue. We're trying to stay away from conflict, because we've learned one thing. That more than anything, Christians attack other Christians more than non-Christians attack Christians, especially pertaining to the rapture issue. And when we come back from the other side, we'll address the other parts of Bill's question. So stay with us for our final segment on this Friday edition of the Hagman & Hagman Reports. Listener questions on Facebook. Stay with us.
Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks, Pro Flowers, and Casper Mattress, and some of the bigger companies out there? Would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can. It's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link and go ahead and read the benefits what we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
Are you a Christian who has trouble sharing your faith? Do you wish that you could reach more people with the gospel? Well, now you can, and it's as easy as putting on a t-shirt. Hello, my name is JD. You might have heard me on with Doug and Joe. I'm their creative evangelist. One day it hit me. Why wear clothes that advertise for the big brands when you can be a living billboard for Jesus and preach the gospel simply by wearing the clothes that you wear and love? That's right, simply by putting on your favorite clothes. That is, if you bought them from blesseddayever.com. Blesseddayever.com has cool t-shirts with clever designs that will impact everyone you see. Shirts like, "Don't worry, be holy," or hashtag Eternal Lives Matter, or my favorite, "Jesus Say Repent." So check out blesseddayever.com, and if you like something, buy something. It will help support the video ministry and change lives one by one. Be a living billboard and check out blesseddayever.com. That's blesseddayever.com. Thanks, everybody, and have the blessed day ever.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to this final segment of this Friday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report, where we have been covering news as well as answering listener questions interactive social media and Facebook. This was Jackie's idea, and a good idea at that. We have gone through a lot of questions. We have more to get through, and it's a breath of fresh air to be able to sit back and take questions and answer them.
Oh, we like it.
Personal questions, business questions, questions about what's going on in the world of politics. And
it's kind of a kickback Friday, right?
Yeah. Questions about what's going on with our show and whatnot. We ended the last segment with a loaded question.
Yes.
From Bill. The first part we addressed about the, you know, why don't we talk about the rapture? And it's not that we don't talk about the rapture. We don't want the rapture issue becoming divisive. And as I said earlier, our experience shows that it becomes an issue that tears apart chat rooms, it tears apart, you know, fellowships and people. And, you know, we're told to occupy until the Lord comes. We're told to keep our eye on salvation and continue to preach the gospel to those who haven't heard it.
But is this a salvation issue? Is the rapture a salvation issue?
No, no. If you believe in the rapture and pre-tribulation or post-tribulation, either way, it does not change your salvation. I mean, if you believe that Jesus Christ came and died for our sins so that all can be saved, that is where your salvation lies, if you have accepted him as your Savior.
You know, and I'll never forget this, and I've told this story before, that when I was at a conference, somebody had come up to me and said, you know, if God doesn't rapture me out of here, him and I are going to have some words. I'm going to have some problems with God. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, you know, I was kind of stunned by that statement, because I never put a lot of stock in that, and stock in the rapture. Not to say... anything I say is going to come back on me.
Learn about this issue until we really started the show, and I did not learn how important it was to people until we started the show. And I still go back and forth. I mean, Paul McGuire, he believes in post-tribulation rapture, and he has talked about it before, and he lays out his reasons why. Doc Marquis, he believes in a pre-tribulation rapture.
And Stan Dale does too, I believe, right?
Yeah, he does too. And I have no problems with their arguments. I love to read everybody's opinions on this issue. And I have my own opinions on this issue. But when it boils down to everything, it doesn't matter one way or the other, because it's not going to change what I do today, tomorrow, or the next day.
That's right.
And it's as simple as that.
And I think
as far with the rest of the question.
Let's address that.
Selling stuff.
Well, okay, yeah. Go on. It says, "This is just nothing but a slam." But don't forget to send money and buy a worthless book. Shame on you, beggars and fear porn. So,
yeah, what we do here is
and money changers.
We have guests on the show, and the guests support themselves and their ministries through books and DVDs and different projects. And you even wrote a book that was a personal experience and testament to a life experience you went through. And,
right. Yeah.
I've never had the urge to write a book, and I'm not going to write a book unless God leads me to myself. But, you know, if we want to stay on the air, we need... money to do so. And
okay. Yeah. Wait a second, though. I just want to let people know. Last year, we were downloaded. Our program was downloaded in 111 countries. We had 64.5 million downloads of our show. Think about that, folks. 111 countries, 64.5 million downloads of our show. All right. Just let that sink in for a moment. We put in. We've gone through 1,000 episodes in this current iteration. We are on satellite radio, and for every minute of airtime, it costs us money. It costs us money to have a full-time technician here. It costs us money to have the equipment to broadcast. But you know something? And I just want to say this, and I'm going to kick it back to you. We have heard from more people who said, you know, your broadcast, Steve Quayle, Pastor Langford, or whoever, Paul Begley, others, brought me closer to God. My walk with God improved, or they were saved. I mean, they dedicated their heart to God. So that's pretty good. That's pretty cool, I think, right? So,
absolutely.
But it costs money to do that.
And I can tell you that we never intended to start this radio show.
No.
And it happened, and the Lord blessed us. And our goal, we have never sat around and said, okay, we need to make money and get rich. None of us drive, you know, any kind of sports cars or...
My Bentley's
in the
garage,
have boats.
Right?
You know, in all honesty, we do this to... because we were called to, and we show up, and the Lord provides. And whether, you know, it was 4 years ago when we were first starting out or now, the mission's still the same. It is to try to bring souls to Jesus Christ and to help
That's
people
right. Yeah.
Through the confusion of all the lies and deception that you see today. And we have sponsors who want to come on and advertised and provide products like Lane Miller, who was on our show today,
you know,
who
he,
has a great product,
the
Minuteman
too.
Rocket Stove.
Right.
And it can come in handy in times when you have no electricity, emergency situations where you need you know, things to cook or something to cook with when you have nothing else. And it's, I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. I don't even think we really need to defend ourselves.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But just to
And but you know, this is something we love to do, but we weren't
these kind of questions
set out to do this.
And statements and emails come when people are angry about something, whether it's at one of us or if it's something we've talked about or something we haven't talked about. That's when these things seem to come out. If you can't ask a question in a respectful way without, you know, name calling and making accusations before receiving an answer, then there's some other deeper emotional issue going on there.
And
you got to pray
well
for
said.
People like that.
Very well said. Meanwhile, hey, Jackie, would you go out and polish the Bentley?
You mean the Bentley hood ornament we took from...
Couldn't even afford one of those. No, you know, and that's something else, too. We just thank you for... Jackie said something good earlier. Jackie, my daughter, who's coming on board as well to help us... with social networking. This is an experiment in social networking that Jackie was the brainchild behind.
Yeah, because years ago we started the Hagman and Hagman Report Facebook page and Twitter, and
we didn't
basically
know
let
doing.
It go to yeah. down the drain as the show got bigger, more emails came in, more things needed to be dealt with. The social media kind of fell by the wayside, and Jackie's been there to pick it up and even make it better than it ever was. So,
yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, so God bless you, and you know, I really hope. And Jackie said this before I answered this question or during the break. I do hope that everyone feels that we do our best. I mean, realizes that we attempt to do our best. Look, we're a business. We are not a church. We are not ministers. I'm not a minister. I'm not a pastor. Neither is Joe. No, he's probably closer than I am. We are a business, and as long as people understand that, we don't hold ourselves out to be a 501c3 charity corporation. That said, and information is our product, but in so doing, I hope that we provide something valuable to everybody out there who want to listen. If you don't want to listen, that's okay. It's okay. Don't listen. We're not duct taping you down and forcing you to listen. Our goal, and just to kind of put the exclamation point on what you said, Joe, is to let you know that, you know, the word fear is mentioned in here. Man, I'll tell you, I hope that we don't cause you fear, because...
Well, even the Bible says that the spirit of fear is not of the Lord, and I misquoted that. It's of the enemy, and...
Right.
If you have a spirit of fear, that's a personal relationship with the Lord, something that needs to be worked out there. That's not to say you don't go through times of moments of fear or thoughts of fear and panic, but if you walk around constantly worrying, you know, that the anvil is going to drop on your head or that the sky is going to fall, then there's a deeper spiritual problem.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's right. Exactly. And the other, lastly.
And we're told that this stuff's going to happen. I mean, yeah, the Bible spells it out that the end days, the times that we live in, are going to be nothing but constant apostasy, deceit, lies, violence, you know, beheadings, you know, the most hateful and evil things, you know, so much so that it would be worse than the generation that thought nothing but evil continually.
Can you imagine,
and
folks? Can you imagine
that's not
just
fear,
living
that's
in the Middle
what
East?
The scripture says.
As a Christian, though, I mean, can you, or even as an apostate Muslim and living in the Middle East, thinking, believing that, you know, or knowing that you could get your head lopped off at any moment, man, I bet you those people in the Middle East, especially the Christians, are, I mean, fear. But you see many walking in faith. So, but yeah, you're right, and. One thing I want to add that kind of is tangential to this as well. Folks, you don't know. You don't know what goes into this program. And you don't know. And I want you to really listen to me for a minute, okay? When Steve Quayle comes on and says, you know, we're under attack or we're getting emails and harassing emails, you just cannot believe some of the stuff we go through here. And we don't talk about this because why should we? Because it just breeds more. We've been mailed bodily fluids, all right, because of a person's objection, for example, over our stance on homosexuality.
Yeah, our own shortcomings aren't enough when you add the threats, the biological fluids you talk about.
Yeah.
And
have my wife open something like that up. Shame on you.
People showing up. Sometimes.
People have come to our door.
Hands out, wanting money sometimes, wanting other things. There's a lot of things that happen.
We've had
some of the things we bring on ourselves, some of the things, fall in our laps unwanted.
Yeah.
It comes with the territory, I guess.
But see, and you know, and I laugh because somebody sent me an email saying, hey, somebody's writing about you, and when we were at the last conference about the sheriff's tower being down there, oh, it wasn't down there. Where are the pictures? We posted the picture, I think, of that sheriff's tower. But people don't believe, like, for example, we were under threat there. Well, that's just a bunch of hooey. There's no, you know. Well, no, hang on a minute. We don't talk about it. And we posted one picture, I think, with a story because it was interesting and people were wondering what it was doing down there. But these things do happen. And, well, where are the police reports? Well, really, you're going to call the police for getting a harassing used condom in the mail? I mean, seriously? Can you come over here and investigate the... Seriously, come on. It's ridiculous.
But I would say this, of all the... weird emails, threatening emails, nasty emails. We get 10,000 wonderful emails.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's definitely, not even in comparison when you think about the few negative things that come our way compared to all the blessings that we get.
You know, and the rest are about the election. The rest of the questions, we're just going to kind of lump them in together.
Well, we got about 8, 10. Yeah. I can't do math. 12 minutes left.
All right. So yeah, and I'm sorry for, really, I am sorry for spending that much time on that question. Jackie just went like this. So, all right. Is there anyone you can speak to? This is from June McVeigh. Is there anyone you can speak to? Talk to Trump and tell him to lighten up on Twitter. Stick to how he's going to save America. And I'm concerned that he's turning some on the fence people away. And that's a great, great question. June, hold on to that. Okay. And then this one, Rob Newton writes as a follow-up, if Trump is allowed to be criticized for his attitude at times towards women, when will Bill Clinton's record and Hillary's knowledge of be treated with the same interest in regards to the treatment of women? And then this person doesn't want their name put on air, but it's on Facebook. Has anyone noticed that Trump's microphone was placed so low that he had to bend down every time he spoke? We addressed that in the beginning. And this from Alex Holdridge. What are the chances Trump actually gets in the office? I don't want to get into a mindset of fatalism. Neither do we. But I can't see the globalists letting him in. Only way I could see him letting him happen, that happen, would be to pull the plug on America as soon as he gets in, and then blame all the disasters on Trump and the alt-right. And then rounding this up with Sarah writes, is it possible to keep elitists from stealing the election? If so, how could this be done? Or how could that be done since the machines are owned by Soros and the votes are counted in Washington? That kind of, you get the gist of the questions.
Let me start with the Bill Clinton sexual assault and rape issues that he was impeached for lying to the American public when he was president. There have been multiple women who have come out and talked about the sexual assaults they have suffered at the hands of Bill Clinton and the protection that Hillary provided Bill against those women. And Donald Trump has skirted around this issue a number of times, and many people are asking that same question. Why hasn't he dropped the hammer when it comes to what Bill Clinton did and how Hillary Clinton protected him? And it's even gone further. Hillary Clinton defended a known rapist of a 12-year-old girl and got him off with time served and joked about it. And, you know, these things are being left, and the intimidation of the Bill Clinton victims are being left, you know, really untouched, when she's supposed to be such a supporter of women and women's rights, yet at the same time she has done everything in her power to intimidate and shut up those who her husband have assaulted and raped. If ever there was a time for Donald Trump to hold a press conference to bring these women out who would be willing to, like Paula Jones and other victims of Bill Clinton's sex crimes, he should do it. He should. He's not going to get a chance to do it in the debates. You know they're not going to let him do that. So he's going to need to do it by himself. He's going to need to, as one of the questions alluded to, what he says on the Twitter feeds, he's going to need to put it out there through press releases, through press conferences, even, as I said, bringing some of those women who'd be willing to talk about their stories while standing next to Donald Trump. He's going to have to do this on and spearhead this on his own. Now, it's going to be viewed as an attack against women and an attack against sexist to attack Hillary Clinton and whatnot. But her record speaks for herself. She is a hater of people in general, and that includes women, even women of sexual assault at the hands of her husband. And even according to Colin Powell's emails that were released by WikiLeaks, it said, and I'm going to paraphrase, Bill Clinton is still messing around with bimbos.
Yeah. But you know what told me a lot about Hillary is when she got out, and I know people do change, but when she, fresh out of law school, defending that sexual predator, that really, and laughed about it, in 20 years later, 30, 25 years later.
And I see a comment in the chat, maybe Trump doesn't want to end up like Vince Foster. I would agree with you, except why is he running for president? If you're going to run, you have to assume the risks.
You do. But you know, that doesn't mean, just like us, when we agree to do this show, we up our public profile. But it's not about us, okay? Lord, I hope people understand it's not about us. It can't be about us. It always has to be about the message. But in that case, you know, I suppose you could make the assessment that Trump is you know, really an egotistical guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To a fault.
To a fault, right. So, but I still don't,
ego,
I don't know if it's about him, but see, did you notice how the debate made it about him? In a way, in many cases, whether it be his taxes or his failed business ventures. Man, let me tell you something. If you're in business and you haven't failed, you haven't tried. I mean, seriously. But anyway. But you're right, Joe. I mean, you're right. But yes, Yes. Yeah, you assume the risks. And that's the same thing. We assume the risks as well. With the increased visibility. So we can't really complain about it. It's going to be like I always just get frustrated with these celebrities who say, well, I'm not going to sign autographs for people because, you know, it's just too much. Well, they made you, you know? They put you where you're at. honest to goodness. Or, the musicians who don't want to...
I'm trapped in my own prison.
Yeah, any chance I get, if somebody wants to talk to me, man, I want to be available for those people. Because, from a Christian point of view, as well as a human being, I mean, we're all humans. My goodness. Anyway.
Especially Christians, 99.999% of people who claim to be Christians are wonderful people that I've encountered, at least, and do nothing but go out of their way to make... to make you feel, valued and loved just as Christians should. And sadly, it's those other, 0.1% that ruin it for so many other people. But fellowship is something that is, I would say, mandatory in your Christian walk.
Amen to that.
We need to not only have a relationship with Jesus, we need to move that beyond ourself and Jesus to other people, even if it's just by example, even if it's just somebody observing us. But to take it a step further, to share that good news and to share your experience, and whether people will listen or not, you have to plant the seed and then let the Lord water it.
I don't think I could have said that any better than that. And thank you. You know what, folks, I just want to take a moment here to thank each and every one of you again for your support and your prayers. And I know that we're going to get emails saying, you guys are a bunch of idiots, because we get them every day, and that's okay.
They're not wrong. We're idiots.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong. But all we're trying to do here is just be present for you and for just do the right thing. That's all we're trying to do, is do the right thing. And what we're trying to do as well through our investigative reporting is we're trying to get to the truth of the matter. You know, what's the proverb? God conceals the thing, and it's up to it's a glory of kings to.
I'll find it.
But you get the idea. You know, I mean, so what we like to do is like to deliver the truth unfiltered about issues, whether it be the emails or whether it be the Clinton Foundation or whether it be even on the right, whether it be the neocon agenda for global takedown, you know, regardless of what it is, that's more of a left thing too. Excuse me, but
it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search it out, to search out a matter.
And that's
Proverbs 25:2.
That's one of my favorite Bible verses. And as an investigator as well, that's kind of what propelled me. But I just want to say this. It's because of you, your support, your prayers, that we continue on. And when we stop being a viable, useful tool of God, some say we're tools anyway, then when we become no longer relevant, then that's it. And there may come a day when talking won't do it anymore. Then we'll take on a different tack, I suppose. But I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to everyone who has supported us, because we are a listener-supported show. But we're growing, too. 64.5 million downloads in 111 countries. I want to thank you, because without you, we couldn't have done it. But I also want to take this moment here. Jackie's got a message for some of the people on Facebook. Jackie, thank you for believing in us enough to hop on board our enterprise and to become a part of our show. We are going to be blessed by your presence. We're proud of you. I'm proud of you. And what's this note? Because you might as well read this note. Come on over here. No.
Come on.
Say hello to
Jacqueline.
Say hello to the audience. I'm sure people want to hear you. This is my daughter, Jackie, and Joe's sister, Jackie, who has just joined us and is going to be with us from now forever, I hope. But here.
Hi.
Come on, you can do better than that.
I just want to say that We have gotten so many questions on the Facebook page, and unfortunately we can't get to them all, but they don't go unnoticed. They don't go unread. I try to get to all of them, and in the future we will be responding to some of them online, not just on the show, and we will also be doing some on Twitter, so just stay tuned.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks, my
man. Look at that. Says more than Eric. In one segment, says more than Eric said in 1 month.
Yeah, there you go. And Eric's mic'd up. Jackie had to kind of stretch over the console here to get to the microphone. But folks, thank you so much for being part of our extended family of listeners. And we really, really, really could not do this without you. And we appreciate everything you've done. And I just want to say thank you to our sponsors as well. You're a big part of the program as well.
Let me... we are starting a new month tomorrow.
That's right.
And we have some guests lined up for you next week, and I don't know who they are.
Oh, you got to click on the right. We've gone digital, too.
All right.
With our scheduling.
We got Dr. Mike Spaulding on Tuesday.
Brandon House, Paul McGuire.
Brandon House on Wednesday. Yep. Paul McGuire Thursday.
And
Dayo Tuesday also.
Carl Gallops is coming. It'll be in a couple of weeks from now. But, yeah, that's all right.
And we'll be updating. And I wanted to say this. The article submissions that people have sent in, there is three that I will be posting tomorrow morning, and I have contacted the three people who sent in those submissions and let them know that their article will be posted tomorrow on the site. If I have not emailed you back and you have sent an article submission, I will be getting back to you sooner than later. I thank you for your patience and apologize for the untimely delays the time it's taken for us to get back to you. That is my fault, but you will hear back from me, and I want to thank people who did contribute to the article submissions. And again, I will be getting back to those who have not heard from me, and to those who have heard from me, and we've already corresponded. I will be posting three separate articles tomorrow morning, and they're actually all pretty good. One's about going through tough times.
Yes.
Another one is about how we've been captivated by entertainment to the point of spiritual blindness.
There's so much talent out there.
And so we're going to post. I'm going to be posting those tomorrow morning, first thing. So check out those and let us know what you think about the articles tomorrow, once you get a chance to read them and throughout the weekend.
And that was Lady, our studio dog, making a cameo appearance on tonight's broadcast, folks. Again, thank you so much, Joe. Thank you. You guys did a... Jackie, thank you, and Eric, thank you, each and every one of you. And watch HagmanReport.com this weekend. Anything does develop, we will take the airwaves. That's for sure.
Yeah, and don't forget, I'll be filling in with Dave Hodges this Sunday night. And then next week it'll be you. So
the following week, right. Yeah,
the Common Sense Show. Until then, stay safe. Have a great weekend.
Saddle for battle.